You have come back.
It's the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience.
Yeah.
Back for 2015.
Yeah, 2015.
Some new top thing in the scene with the Gangsta League.
Woo. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Diamond in the back.
One more time.
After we cut that, Timmy Ace, my super producer.
Yes.
Okay. Little technical difficulty. Yeah, you know what?
It's always difficult.
Can we start off 2015? Cut that music off. Can we start off 2015 without any difficulties?
There's always something.
My goodness. I'm here so nice and early.
Yeah, I know. I'm always here nice and early.
Right. Celebrating the first show of 2015.
Yep.
Keep tweeting out that link.
Yes, I am.
So you get out to as much people as possible.
No doubt about it.
And just always something.
Always some bullshit.
Always. Always something.
What the hell was that?
That was actually, I was checking it out on YouTube.
Oh, I see. So the little delay.
Right.
Yeah, very good.
2015 is here.
Yes, right.
Glad to see 2014 go, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why, sir.
2014 wasn't a very good year for, other than my daughter being born.
And
shout out to Patience.
Yes.
Dianez Clark.
Yes.
Other than her being born on July 26th, this was a terrible year.
I don't like to hear that.
Yeah, all of the violent stuff that's going on
true.
And then, you know, the passings.
Oh,
that took place.
Oof.
To finish it off 2014 with Stuart Scott. I mean, it's really 2015.
Just Sunday.
But,
yeah.
You know, he hadn't tweeted since November.
Wow.
And a lot of people said they saw this coming because he, you know, he hadn't, no one has really heard from him.
Yeah.
You know, he had reportedly had this in remission. Two other times.
Yeah, I know.
For the third time it came back.
In 7 years. Yeah.
You know, so.
It's horrible.
And it just lets you know, like I said, I didn't know the man personally. I never met him. I met a lot of sports guys from ESPN and other networks. I never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had him from hearing all the things that I hear. I wish I had a chance to meet him. But he, from what we hear, he tackled cancer head on.
Yes, he did.
You could never tell that he was, other than a great amount of weight that he lost.
Yes, he.
They said he was built like a rock. He was into martial arts.
Yes,
and he was into
yes.
MMA and. Like that, and he was just weightlifting, and he was just fit.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got sick, he lost all of that. But he's still, you could never, you know, tell that he was sick. And that, when you listen now to
that
speech.
Yeah, July off.
He knew he was going.
Yeah, he almost was doing his, what you call, not obituary, what's the word?
Eulogy.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeesh. And it's eerie now that you listen to it,
yeah,
knowing that, you know, Jim Valvano knew it too, but Jim Valvano just looked beat down.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Stuart Scott, even though he looked smaller, he still looked like, you know what, he's upbeat. So he didn't seem like, he knew that would be his last ESPY.
Yeah, probably last time ever being seen publicly. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, as far as like that. You know, he probably was still doing
I think he did one more thing. I think they announced he did one more thing. But
one more thing.
That's tough.
Yeah, that sucks. And his two daughters. Ugh.
Right. The two daughters. When you hear all this stuff, it just lets you know, man. I'm not too far of his age.
That's enough. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, this is a real deep conversation, but we're not scared to talk about it. But that's the first thing I thought. I said, damn, he's only 7 years older than me, man. That could be me. That could be, you know. I mean, it could be anybody.
Right, it could be anybody.
But it's on our age bracket. He's not far off. Yeah, not even a decade.
And he's the one that I pretty much really got into. I mean, I watched SportsCenter prior, but he's the one that really got me into watching. You know what? I don't want to watch the other SportsCenters. Let me watch the Homeboy. 11 o'clock.
Yeah, with Homeboy.
So I can catch Stuart Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He brought that, he brought the urban side to it.
Right. And as much flack as he took from the buttoned up talk show hosts and talk shows like that, he never wavered.
And he never
once
did.
From what he believed in was right.
Yeah, he didn't care. He just did what he did his own thing, which I respect.
That's what I will admire.
Mm-hmm.
And always about
Absolutely.
Stuart Scott.
Absolutely.
And just by the way that people and the amount of people, you know, President Obama gave a statement. President Obama, this is a guy on SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
President Obama, all of the athletes, and somebody said something that really, really seems true.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes usually hate the media.
That's true.
They usually don't like the media. They usually don't want to mingle with the media. They don't trust the media.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the athletes considered Stuart Scott one of them.
Yeah.
And not one of the media.
Yeah.
He's one of us, not one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And, it's funny that when I stopped really about 10 years ago, I really said, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not pursuing this broadcasting thing anymore. And, you know, years probably, back in the 90s. Then when I saw Stuart Scott, that made me, that he really made me get back into it. Say, you know what? Look at the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because me, you know, I had my own style. You know, I was always a shouter.
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, you know, that's not really going to really get over on in mainstream.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then I saw Stuart Scott and with his style, and I said, well, everybody can't like that. White America can't possibly like that. And he kept doing it.
He kept doing it.
And I think he helped make SportsCenter like that on that, put them on that street level.
Mm-hmm.
People. So we want to rest in peace to Stuart Scott.
Very young, too young.
Too young?
49 is nothing.
Gone too soon.
I just turned 42 Saturday.
And happy belated birthday to Jimmy Ace.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I hope that you enjoyed your birthday.
Yeah, well, I always
did. You do anything particular besides get, piss face drunk?
I actually couldn't do that because I had to work the next morning. I had to get up early. Okay. But you would think on a Saturday is a perfect day out of the week. But not with my job when I work weekends. So unfortunately, no. But it was still enjoyable. And I'm thankful I'm alive another year. That's the first thing I always think of every time. And that's the truth.
Another year. And once you start getting up there, it's like, all right, okay.
To be honest with you, unless, and I've said this, I haven't had a real like party as far as for my birthday in a long time. So unless it's something like that, I just see it as another day. And it's the same thing with Christmas with me and New Year. You know, it depends. I mean, New Year's Eve I had fun, but, you know, it's, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm thankful to be here, obviously. And you know, I'm another year alive.
Another year. Thank God. A lot of people that didn't live to see this
42.
Year.
Oh, whatever, you know,
about
whatever.
22.
Oh, whatever age.
My dad just celebrated yesterday the 3 scores and 10, number 70.
Oh, yeah.
So I spoke to him. Wow. I wanted to give him a happy birthday shout out to the Reverend.
Yeah, the Reverend himself, Reverend Clark.
Yep. And
we'll give him that applause.
So,
and also my dad this coming Saturday will be 72. So
there you
both
go.
Our dads are the same generation. Exactly. 1945 born. So both Capricorns.
Yes.
Just like me.
We have Miss Courtney Cummings, a.k.a. Courtney Cummings.
Yes.
8:30 p.m.
And that's why one of the reasons I'm thankful I'm alive. Then when I celebrate my birthday. And my applause for me for my birthday.
You know, yes. So, applause for your chance. Birthday. Absolutely.
I didn't want to do that during Scott Stewart because I would have been wrong. I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Courtney Cummings, a.k.a. Courtney Cummings, a adult film superstar, started as a waitress. She is now one of the biggest adult film stars in the world.
Amazing.
And what's amazing about her is she's able to, even being active in the porn world, she is very much a part of the mainstream media.
She's on the radio show or something, right?
She's on the Tony Kornheiser, who's the other half of, I believe it's Partner Interruption.
Ah, okay.
And she does like a weekly locks, you know, pick for football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Big Redskin fans. I'm going to ask her one of the questions. Got to ask her some Redskin questions.
I like that.
She comes on.
Yeah.
And she is absolutely, she's absolutely a ball of a little firecracker. I had the pleasure of meeting her at Exotica.
Cool.
And she is just a load of fun. Whenever she comes on, I'm sure she will not disappoint again. Whenever she's on, she never disappoints. So that's Courtney Cummings. She's coming up at 8:30, another 10 minutes from now.
Cool.
Until then, there's a few things that I want to touch
on. A lot of things
on.
Have happened, huh?
Things have happened.
Well, inform me. Like, what's the 411, as Mary J. Blige used to say back in the day?
Well, the first thing is on the important stuff.
Yeah.
I'm reading here, the rest are down 56% as NYPD's virtual work stoppage continues.
Mm-hmm.
The NYPD's virtual work stoppage continued for a second straight week with barely any summonses written and arrests down by more than half since a double cop killing in Brooklyn.
Mm.
So this is like a good thing for killers and murderers.
Oh, yeah. Motherfuckers,
this is like
no
murderer's
good.
Holiday.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, rah, all right, it's murder. Yeah, let's have a celebration.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Let's murder people.
Yeah. Let's go.
There's no cops.
Yeah.
Let's go
you
murder people.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah, we are.
Very serious. Police salute the funeral. What happened is this.
Oh.
I'm going to read this. It's a double cop killing.
Citation
horrible. For parking and traffic violations during the week ending Sunday were both down a staggering 92% from the same time period of a year earlier, from 16,000 to 1,191. And I guess this is kind of like kind of like rebelling? Because they still continue to turn their back on the mayor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does everyone think of that? I mean, it's kind of like their protest.
Yeah.
They're turning their back on the mayor.
Well, at least they ain't rioting.
Why? Because the mayor is with a black woman and has a half an interracial child. They feel as though they blame the mayor. They feel as though the mayor took too much and let the blacks and on the protesters go on. And he took too much pity or what have you on
that's
on the
what
protesters.
It is. He chose a side. That's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is more than anything else. And when you're in office, you have to be diplomatic as much as possible.
Right.
You can't. Look at Obama. With all this stuff going on, he has to be careful because he says one thing for one side and one thing for the other. Because if he just blurted it out, he'll be killed by whatever, either right. by these the right wing, the left wing, or whatever the hell. It just,
but
God forbid you speak your mind and you say
right.
But I don't know.
I just don't.
I'm sick of all this. To be honest with you, I am so tired. I don't want to say I don't care anymore, but it's just to a point. Like, can we just live our lives and and just move on. Just get along. Just get along already.
And don't take this the wrong way, people. I'm not saying it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's becoming like the Ray Rice thing. All right.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, it's to a point like it's horrible.
It shouldn't hit women, blah, blah, blah. Enough is enough. Let's move on. Let's talk some sports.
Yeah, I hate to say it like that.
So it's not like I'm saying enough is enough. The killing is the same thing as Ray Rice. I'm not saying that. But gee whiz. Can we please
move on? I hate to say it. I mean, the funeral they had for Officer Ramos, right. They had it near my neighborhood. That they were all through. All that you saw is the next neighborhood over, but they were all over. Jackie Robinson Parkway. They had all the cars on Cypress Avenue and Cypress Hill Street and on Jackie Robinson Parkway, lined with cars along the sides of the road. Right. Lined. And I'm talking about for miles I saw this.
Right.
And it was like, because I was going to work at the time. And luckily, I got out just in time before they block off those roads because I would have been, you know, it's skewed. But, oh, wow, I saw pictures. It was impressive as far as seeing. It wasn't just cops from here. Mm. You had cops coming from upstate and New Jersey. I think some even from across the country. And it was just, it just sucks that. It was an officer that was just minding their business.
That's what makes it bad.
It makes it even worse to me.
Right, an officer minding his business.
And same thing with the Asian dude who they just buried just recently. I thought they did that already. Right. I mean, and I was like, wow. I guess because, you know, his family was obviously from China, if I'm not mistaken. And they had to arrange. Oh, sorry. Imagine, I think you said this on Twitter. Imagine going to a foreign country to bury your child. Oh. And you're on that long-ass flight.
Disgusting.
It's hard. I don't even... It's just... I can't even fathom, like, how you muster the energy. And it's just... Oh, my God. It's just horrible. I mean, just alone is horrible. But let alone going to another country and a long-ass flight. And then, oh, my God. Just horrible. It's just horrible on both ends. We need to just stop with this garbage.
Might just chill out, man.
Life's too short already.
Yeah,
man.
Life is too short. You're seeing people, you know, fighting cancer, trying to beat cancer, and, you know, kids getting cancer, not even having a chance for their life to go on.
Yeah.
And you're taking people's lives or not taking other people's lives seriously. I mean, come on, man. I mean, we have to live together. There's no other way.
Yeah.
Black people aren't going anywhere. White people aren't going anywhere. Cops ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Interracial relationships is just getting bigger.
Too bad when you like it or not.
Right. Whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
You know, dude, just deal with it.
Yeah, just deal with it.
Let's stop all the trash and come together.
Yeah, it's enough already.
Right now, over me, in the words of John Lennon.
Stupid. He's stupid. Yeah, that sounds like a song.
So it's the Heaven Hollywood experience.
Yeah, you need to move on with this, man. It's enough already.
It's enough.
It's enough. I mean, unfortunately, not the funny thing, but this it's not like this just started in the summer. This has been going on for years.
Right.
It's just been more of the mainstream because the media is taking it and running with it. And boy, they love to run with it, don't they?
They love running
with it. Oh, they love to twist stuff and... Oh, and it just makes you want to vomit, don't you?
The media, us, we have to say us. We are part of them.
Yeah, but we are part of it. But how come when we were in school, they used to bring up about yellow journalism? And anybody doesn't know what that means, that means someone takes something of a story, what they have you, and twist it for their own agenda.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, now that word don't exist. So in other words, I could say something right now, which I would never do, and make it true.
Yeah.
And they take it like it's word is bond, you know, like really?
Basically,
it's unbelievable. It's like
I could start start a rumor.
Yeah, especially on social media. Forget about it.
I could start a rumor without any sorts of basis.
Yeah, no, you know, you could just say, well, sources told me. Well, what's your sources? Right. You know, and they take it like it's
who's your sources?
Gospel.
We get ready to get Courtney Combs on our Skype, our Dollhouse Radio audio visual interview of the week. Before we do that, Madonna finds herself in social media trouble.
Oh yeah, what happened here?
She attempted to honor prominent black leaders like Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
Went away after posting images of them wrapped in black cords. Now, the reason why she's doing that is because I believe her album is called, like, Black Chords or something like of that nature.
Is it coming out on Martin Luther King's birthday?
Promoting her latest album.
Yeah.
Right. And the album showing her face, her she's wrapped in black cords on her album.
Okay.
Okay. And she's showing a picture of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, of course, she took a lot of flack.
Nothing new. Another decade doesn't matter. Still great controversy. You gotta give her that.
Yeah, we're going to get people's take on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's attempt to get...
I want to see this.
It's Courtney Combs.
Mm. Yes.
Live.
On Dollhouse.
On air.
Dollhouse TV, YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah, live.
And if people see, it's connecting.
It's connecting. It's connected.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hello there.
Ah,
there she is.
Ah, hola.
My little ball of fire.
Ah, fire. Nice.
My favorite adult film star. Everyone is going crazy.
Everyone's your favorite.
I told everyone. There she is. Miss Courtney Cummings.
Nice.
You people believe me now?
I've been believed you.
Welcome back.
Damn, lost my bet. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me see your face. You see my face? You
sure?
you want to
sure?
see danger? You sure you want to see my face? Hey,
there you
hey.
Go. Yeah, there's applause for that. Wait a minute.
Applaud
wait.
That woman
wait, yeah.
for even being able to take my face.
That's right. No kidding.
Courtney, and as we were saying, we were giving you high praise.
Yes, as always.
You are the one adult film star who's able to just cross over to mainstream, just like that. How about this, Courtney? What do you think your Redskins should do about RG3? Okay.
I just think that he and Jaeger
need to
see eye to eye.
So, you believe that Washington shouldn't dump RG3 like a lot of fans are calling?
Not yeah, keep him.
Okay. Courtney comes and says keep him.
Yeah, keep him.
So now, so what you're basically saying is you have no faith whatsoever in Kirk Cousins, Colt McCoy, anybody else. The real McCoy.
Yeah, the half
it has
McCoy.
To be RG3.
I'm
a
Redskin. You know, but Kirk Cousins can get the job done. At least he did the first season when RG3 got hurt.
Right.
McCoy, I think McCoy and Jaeger just happened to get along and get in place, and he had a lot of practice. Over them and study them and everything. And so I think that he was able to sit out with the Texans or something like that.
Right.
Yes, he had time to sit and wait and watch them play. And by them sitting throughout for a couple games, then
he
already realized he had to get it together, I think. Yeah.
Wow. So, Courtney, going on record, she wants RG3 back.
I heard that they're going to send Michael Vick, your guy.
Michael Vick. Well, me, I am happy to say I am not a Jet fan. My producer, Jimmy Ace, is a big Giant fan.
Yes, I am.
But I'm a Steeler fan, born and raised.
Oh, well, your Steelers are gone.
We're gone too, but.
Yeah, at home, lost again at home again.
At least I've enjoyed some Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's what my Giants do. Four.
And
four out of five. Yeah. What'd you say?
So, really quickly, before we get into some other things, I don't know whether you knew Stuart Scott or not.
I don't know him. And I know that he passed. God bless him.
Right. Because and you being into you do the sports show, you do your locks of the week. Oh. How did you finish, by the way? What type of year did Courtney Cummings have on the picks?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, with your picks.
I don't even know my score because I don't know my last four picks from last week. So I'm not for sure, like, the overall. But I know I was really happy with my picks. I want to say, like, over. I don't know.
Were you under 500 or were you over? Be honest.
Yeah, you like us? Yeah. Do you pick with spreads like we do?
Yeah, do you pick with against the spread or you just pick the winners or losers? Point spreads, not the spreads.
You know.
We are talking to Courtney Cummings.
Yes.
Courtney Cummings.
That's
So what is the like I said, you being able to, how did you snag that mainstream, that's a mainstream guest? I mean, you, Tony Cornise, he's a big, you know, talk show host, sports talk. So, did you receive any backlash? Because did he ever mention he received any backlash for getting an adult film star on a mainstream station, you know, weekly? Good.
And I push them. I can't go too far. So I know what I can and cannot say and how far I can go. And people even like, you have a goddess. You're a goddess with a porn star or whatever. And he was like, yeah, so what?
Good for him. He's my hero.
That's good.
Yeah, like, so nonchalant about it because it's a lot of fun. I love the show. The guys, they're awesome. It's really awesome. I love it.
So. So now, Courtney, you get a phone call.
Ring.
From,
ring.
Let's see.
Ring.
Dick Ebersol. So Dick Ebersol is the owner of NBC.
Yes, Courtney Cummings. Is this Courtney
right.
Cummings?
So
yes.
I'm going to give you a phone call.
Oh, I love when you role play.
I play this we play a little game called phone call.
Yeah, you did this with Misty Stone that time.
Yeah, we did this with Misty Stone. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
So I'm calling you.
This is good.
Okay, and you're going to pick up the phone. Dick Ebersol is calling you.
That's Richard.
And we're going to see how this phone call is going to go. So, I'm calling Courtney Cummings. Ring. Ring.
Hello?
Oh, did you finally pick the phone?
Picked up. I was about to hang up. Hello? Is this... Hello, how are you? I'm looking to speak with Courtney Cummings. How are you, Ms. Cummings? I don't know whether you know me or not. This is Dick Ebersol, the owner of NBC.
Dick
Ebersol, millionaire. the owner of NBC. How are you? Have you heard of me? Very, very good answer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
By the way. Don't dare say no. Okay, great. That's a good start. Listen, I was checking out some of your things on. I was checking you out on the Tony Cornheiser. I was actually checking you out on Pornhub.
Yeah.
But I noticed you were on Tony Kornheiser's show.
Yes.
And I would like to offer you a gig on NBC on a weekly, on our weekly show. We're getting the NFL back. We want to do a weekly show with you.
Well, they've been having the NFL.
Put you at the forefront on nights.
But they do have nights.
Right. They have nights.
So you're saying they, like they used to.
I've been doing this so long, I kind of forgot.
Very good, Mr. Amazon.
But yeah. But there is one. How does that sound to you?
Aubrey, say that again.
Are you gonna be able to put my name on the air?
Well, you.
I have but,
Well, we could say Courtney C. We can change the last name if that what bothers you. Here, how would you be interested in that?
Yeah.
Here's a small catch, though, Miss Cummings. I mean, Miss Cummings.
Yes.
You have to give up porn. So. Well, I'm sure I can find some men to fuck you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
You're no longer going to get paid for that.
There's a guy named James Acevedo.
You are going to be the new, you'll be on the field.
Ah.
You know how how they go and they have that boring, ugly Pamela Oliver.
Yeah,
we're
going to
replace, we're going to replace her, you know, with someone like you, a beautiful,
even
sexy, she's attractive woman.
Even though Pamela Oliver is on Fox, but it's okay.
We're going to bring you over here.
Okay.
But you will be paid a lucrative salary to start. You're going to be on television every single week.
Okay.
We're going to pay you. We'll start off.
Drum roll, please.
With a salary of $70,000 a year.
Wow.
But you cannot do porn anymore. What do you say?
I think we need to raise the price a little bit.
The haggling, so, I like that.
So,
haggles. I like that.
You mean to tell me
I like that.
You're turning down Dick Ebersole,
the Dick
billionaire. I was a millionaire about 5 minutes ago, and I just looked at my hedge fund, and I'm now a billionaire.
Yeah, my dick got bigger.
Yeah.
You're going to turn down Dick Ebersole?
Yes.
Because you say $70,000 is not enough for you?
I've been in the industry for like a long time. And I don't think I would quit to make $70,000 working on the field in snow and rain. I don't know.
I love hearing her voice. Jesus Christ.
Okay. $100,000 a year.
Ooh.
With all you get
up.
Everything else is you're seeing every week. You're going to be in front of millions of people weekly.
Millions.
You get all the perks of being a reporter.
Email me the breakdown. Email me.
$100,000 a year. Take it or leave it.
And you get to fuck James Acevedo. How about that?
And I'll find some of you to fuck.
Yes. How about that?
Fine, buddy. I didn't know that this one guaranteed.
Oh, it'll be guaranteed. Trust me. I'll make sure of that.
It's a hundred. Look, I have I'm getting ready to get on the phone with President Obama.
Go ahead.
I need an answer, Courtney, and I need one right now.
Consider.
Yeah. All right. So,
okay,
give that woman an applause. Very good. So, we can pretty much, without asking her,
right.
We know how much porn stars hate you being in their pockets. So, and you know that every single adult film star I've ever asked, like, I'm not telling you how much I make. But we get a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So I always have to try to trick you guys, like I did Misty.
Sierra,
I have to try to trick you guys.
I think you did that with Sierra
by playing phone.
Yeah.
And I can get I can get some sort of a
estimate. Yeah.
That you're a pretty big shot in the
good
adult film world.
Good for you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Award winner.
Yeah. Good for that. And very beautiful, by the way.
What's going on with the AVNs? Did you attend the AVNs?
That's coming soon.
That's coming up.
I'm not going this year.
Why not?
I don't go every year. I used to go every year.
Too big now.
And then recently, I kind of go like every other year. It's the same people.
Ah, so you're bored.
She's at the same people. Pretty much bored.
Yeah, she's bored.
Need to see you're more. Also direct. You also direct films.
Ah, that's cool.
I used to direct for Dear Teller and Direct, edit, shoot,
photos.
Yeah,
do it all. Do you like directing better or getting fucked better?
You
know what Courtney's answer is.
Is the sun coming out tomorrow?
Just thought I'd follow protocol.
Yeah. It's still Dick again. Dick Amazon. Like to make a funny.
It's a lot of fun. I like working with the girls. They're really cool. The girls, me the too. Guys are really cool in our industry. However, you know, I enjoy porn for cock every once in a while.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Courtney. Exactly. Hell yeah. I love
you. That's what I tell you about. I love interviewing this woman. This woman is a straight shooter and always a bundle of fun.
I love it. I love her.
Okay, and I appreciate you coming on. Whenever you say you're coming on, you're always on time. You never, you know, and I can't say that about a lot of porn stars are very Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a little too Hollywood for Hollywood.
Yeah. No pun intended. Yeah.
We're gonna play a little game here.
Another game? Oh, another game.
Yes, another game. We're gonna play
a lot of games here.
We're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Ah, here we go.
We're gonna do it with, I'll tell you we're gonna do it first with athletes, three athletes, and we're gonna do it after that with three, I'll say three porn stars. You gotta fuck one, you gotta marry one, you gotta kill one. Okay.
Just play along.
Let's say you are now ready to get married. So I'm going to give you three athletes. Which one would you fuck? Which one would you marry? Which one would you kill? Okay? The three athletes are Tom Brady.
Really? Wow. She's like,
Ray Lewis. So that's Tom Brady, Ray Lewis. Right. And Drew Brees. So this is your three. Ray Lewis? Drew Brees?
No, RG3, huh?
And Tom Brady. I'm not going to give you any Redskins. That's shit, cheating. Who you fucking, who you marrying, who you killing?
I'm Latin.
Okay.
I'm Latin.
Wait, we got to leave Jimmy H out of it.
Ah, damn it.
Okay, here we go. Victor Cruz. Ray Lewis. Tom Brady.
And Tom Brady, man.
Right.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Fuck one, marry one, kill one. Damn it, Courtney. Let's go.
Not that complicated.
And then the whole thing, murdering somebody. I guess you'll have to go.
Wow.
So you're killing Ray Lewis.
I'm going to shock that.
Who you marrying? So you're fucking or marrying Tom Brady?
Fuck him. I would never marry him.
Ooh.
And then you're marrying Victor Cruz.
Yeah,
we
have a few babies.
Hey.
There you go.
So she's marrying Victor Cruz.
Marrying Victor Cruz.
She's fucking Tom Brady.
And fucking Tom Brady.
She said since he was up for murder. Oh, a great answer.
You're great.
So Courtney, let everybody know what's the next thing you have, the next big thing you have coming out. Make sure we link them whenever you come back to New York.
Make
sure we link up.
You come in here, studio.
You come in studio.
You're coming here. One or the other. No. Cummings is coming here.
Yep, it's in Long Island in New York. So whenever you...
Yes. I'll pick
you up. If you come up to the city, we'll make sure we'll get a driver to get you over here and back.
Yeah. I'll fall to the stereotype.
I'll be in Brooklyn next Monday. I'll be in... Mm. Snack, and then Brooklyn Sunday, and then Monday through Wednesday, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, it is February, I'll be in Manhattan, and then I'll be going to New Hampshire.
Mm. Okay, so how long are you going to be in Brooklyn?
I'm going to have time for my family. Not my family, but my family.
We'll make sure we talk. If you're in Brooklyn, we'll make sure we get you over here for Monday's show.
Or even in February.
And then I am going to have Benny's at my Boricua for him.
A lot of things coming up. Ms. Courtney comes. Yes. Checking in again with the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Courtney, you know I love you. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Courtney.
And we'll see you soon.
Show him a Spanish guy.
Yeah. There's a Spanish guy.
Hello.
See, that's my super producer.
How you doing? Besos to you.
Courtney, thank you, my love.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
Boy, look at those boobs. Those boobs are looking great tonight.
Yes, as always.
Woo.
I love this job.
It's Courtney Cummings.
Yes.
Courtney Cummings.
I think I can.
Follow her at Courtney Cummings, C-U-M-M-Z.
Yes, right here, yes. On Twitter, by the way, yes.
Yeah. I don't like the Skype.
It was breaking up a little bit.
It was breaking up. You know, she couldn't see her beautiful face.
The picture wasn't that clear.
Right. I don't like the Skype. Now the other one, now our guest next week is also going to do a Skype.
Yeah.
And,
well.
But let's see. But when I saw her earlier, hers was clear. I was doing a test for next week. Hers was clear.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see with that one, yeah. Also, we might have in the near future an indie artist in studio in the next couple weeks. So she'll be here, hopefully. She's going to really work hard on it to really get in here because she wants to come here. She really wants to come here.
I would love that.
She's going to be in the area soon. So.
Also, in the next few weeks, we'll have Niece.
Yes. And she says, I do everything in person, face to face.
We'll have face to face. Face to face.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Mm.
So we want to thank Courtney Cummings. We're gonna have to.
Yes.
We're gonna cut this and get up out of here.
Yeah.
The technical difficulties messed us up.
Yeah, we got shit to do.
Yeah. Next week we'll be back talking some more shit.
Yes, you know, as always.
We'll have our special guest will be the artist. The,
yes,
the indie artist.
Yeah. How you pronounce her name? Sheree Laria,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna make sure we got a pronunciation right.
Yeah, I got her. I got her to come. To call in.
That's great.
But I didn't really get the chance to pronounce her name. To practice pronouncing.
Mm.
But at least I got her to come.
Yep. We'll be back with some more news. We'll discuss some more things. It's Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience.
Yes.
Live on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Indea Morrell.
Yeah, we give a little applause for that.
Of course. Special shout out once again to my producer.
Yeah, of course.
Jimmy Yates.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
We have to work on that Skype. We have to, you know.
Yeah.
We have to work on that Skype. Yeah. We'll be able to tell next week whether it was Courtney or whether it's just Skype all in general.
Yeah, maybe she was near some electrical appliances or something.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she looked
good. All right, people. Thank you for joining in.
Yes.
It's Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience signing off. We'll see you next week.
Yes, and as always,
ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.